What will this mean for university students and lecturers? All teaching, learning and e-learning activities in both public and private higher education institutions are to be suspended effective today, the 18th of March, in conjunction with the Movement Control Order. According to the Education Ministry, all teaching and learning activities including online learning, tests, student development activities and research must be suspended starting March 18 to 31, said the ministry, as reported by the Star. This means that universities, colleges and other tertiary education institutions will no longer conduct online teaching. All operations in public and private higher learning institutions will be fully shut down. Only essential services such as water, electricity, energy, telecommunications, postal, transportation, broadcasting, banking, health, pharmacy, safety, cleaning, retail and food supply are allowed to continue operations. The Education Ministry's guidelines also said that students staying in hostels and dorms can either stay on campus or return to their hometowns respectively. However, if students choose to remain on campus, they must report to the management of their institution and will still be subjected to the guidelines of the Movement Control Order. Professor Dr. Mohd Salah Jaffer, the Deputy Director General for the Higher Education Department, gave the instruction in a letter sent to all higher learning institutions today, advising students, teachers and members of staff to follow the guidelines of the ministry to combat the growing spread of COVID-19. These guidelines are already in force. Please take action in accordance with the guidelines which are in line with the NSC's Movement Control Order. It's a difficult time for everybody. What do you guys think of this? Also read, Majin COVID-19 frontliner shares the reality of being a working mother amid COVID-19 outbreak. You have reached the end of this story.